How do you do? The man in this story spent 3 years living in fear of the future, unaware that someone had made a way out of his uncertainty, a way in the wilderness. Hearing the truth set him free, and he went on to help others find freedom when his heart and mind and life were unshackled.
So you're my father.
Then you're Dean? My son, Dean?
Yeah, I've searched for you for more than 15 years.
Does your mother know you're here?
No, and I won't tell her either.
Good.
I used to scan crowds on the street and wonder if the strangers I passed might be you.
I'm sorry it had to be that way, Dean.
You changed your name.
Yes, it was the only way I could live in peace.
Well, that explains why I couldn't find you.
Clever of you to come to the family reunion.
I thought maybe someone would know where you were. Why'd you leave us?
Let's go for a drive so we can have privacy. And I'll tell you, it's not a pretty story.
Bringing light to a darkening world, this is Unshackled. True life stories dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. Homeless people may not say it, but their demeanor speaks plainly, "My soul is weary of my life." That's why Pacific Garden Mission keeps the doors open 24/7, so people without means have a place to sleep, shower, eat nourishing meals, and even receive medical and dental care, all without charge, thanks to friends who send financial gifts to keep the light burning in the old lighthouse. Inside, the mission pastors and counselors introduce guests to someone who can change everything. Someone who says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And that same message goes out to the world in 14 languages through this program, celebrating the gift of new life. Now for broadcast around the earth. Here is program number 3249 in the series Unshackled. The program that makes you face yourself and think.
You were so little when I left the first time.
A year old, Mom said, so I wouldn't remember that.
The second time I left for good, you were still small.
And my sister was 5 months old.
Your mother grew up in a strict religious home. Did she tell you that?
Many times. She still hates religion. Mm.
She was only 18 when we married, and she kind of went wild, free of the restrictions and all. Anyway, I came home unexpectedly one night and caught her with another man, so I left. When I wouldn't go back home, the police put me in jail. I finally went back and tried to make a go of it. Same thing happened again, so I jumped on a train and headed west.
And changed your name.
I wanted to forget the past. Did your mother remarry?
Yes, during the war. And life with my stepfather was unreal. 7 years of misery.
I'm sorry for your sake that things worked out the way they did.
I'm not. And I'll tell you why.
The young man in our story was 22 when he finally found his father. This is how he also found peace. The true testimony of Dean Ford from the classic files of Unshackled.
Until Mom remarried, my little sister and I lived in boarding homes. Fortunately, these were good homes where we had prayer before going to school, and the family took us to a Sunday school. I was 11 when Mom married a man who was a philanderer, bringing women home while Mom was gone. My grandparents probably insisted on our religious training because Mom sent us to a church of her childhood, and we were as miserable as she had been. Mom, how come you never go to church with us?
Because I don't ever want to see the inside of a church again.
Why not? It's kind of special.
You wouldn't think so if you had to sit there 7 nights a week. If you had to play the piano every time the doors were open? If you couldn't have any friends? If you had to wear clothes that made you look like your great-grandmother and do your hair in the ugliest way anybody could imagine? If all you ever heard was, don't do this and don't do that, all I ever heard was no to everything. You kids be on your way now, and don't tell people at church what I said, though it might do them good.
A car picked us up every Sunday until I was 15 and took us to our grandparents' church 10 miles away. At the end of the sermon, we were expected to run to the altar and pray. What we were praying for, I never knew because no one ever explained. But I lived in fear of going to hell. Then a new church started 5 miles away from my home, and Mom let us go there instead. I loved the youth pastor, Sonny, who came by in a van with seats for 16 kids. One Sunday, he asked me to help him after school in his family's greenhouse.
Oh, the Lord made so many beautiful flowers.
Yeah, he sure did.
Look at these lilies, just in time for Easter. Consider the lilies how they grow. They toil not. Listen. You hear anything?
No.
You don't hear the flowers straining to grow, do you?
No.
They follow God's plan for their lives, and God wants us to do the same thing. You don't have to work for your salvation. Just trust in the Lord. Jesus did all the work. He said, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Wow, look at the roots on this geranium.
Yeah, that's how we should be in the faith, Dean. Rooted and built up in Him. With strong roots, you can be transplanted to another environment and still thrive as long as you have the water of life.
I've learned a lot from you, Sonny.
God's word is the imperishable seed growing in your heart. God says in Isaiah chapter 55, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Hey, thanks for helping me in the greenhouse, Dean.
Anytime, Sonny.
You've been in the youth group for more than a year now, right? Do you understand the gospel?
Yeah, well, better than I did.
Do you mind if I pull over and show you something in the Bible?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, look here. John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the gospel, Dean. Jesus was telling us that eternal life, salvation, comes through faith, simply believing in Christ Jesus, that he paid the price for our sins on the cross. It's a gift from God to all who believe.
I've heard that verse all my life, but I never understood it till now.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Dean, would you like to be born again?
Yes, I sure would. That evening I prayed, repenting of my sins and asking Jesus to save me. My heart leaped with joy. I didn't tell anyone at home, but I slept well that night, with no fear of hell. As the weeks passed, Mom could see that I was different.
How come you're not going to the movie with your friends?
I don't feel like it.
You don't feel like doing anything lately. Are you sick?
No, I just think movies are a waste of time. Lots of sinful things are done.
Oh, sinful. You're starting to sound religious.
Besides, I want to help Sonny in the greenhouse.
Oh, you're spending too much time with those people, Dean.
Well, I'm learning a lot about plants, Mom. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. As long as that's all you're learning.
Be patient with your family, Dean. Let them see Christ in you.
I wish our home was like yours, but it's not. Mom's getting a divorce from my stepfather. Things are always in turmoil.
Is your mother upset because you sometimes spend the night on the cot I put in the greenhouse?
She hasn't said anything about it so far. I like sleeping there. It's so peaceful.
Well, you're welcome to stay here as long as you like.
Huh. Maybe I will.
I talked with an attorney, a Christian one, and he said, you don't have to go back home. You're old enough to choose where you want to live, and no court can make you go back.
I'd rather not.
Fine. You stay here.
For several weeks, I slept in the greenhouse and loved the soft, warm air, the birds chirping in the morning, and the daily Bible study. We also had time of daily prayer, but my family didn't like my decision at all. One night, as I slept in the dark, a loud noise woke me up.
Careful. Okay, don't catch yourself. Open the door. Open the door. Point the flashlight over there. There he is. There he is.
Mom? What are you doing breaking in like this?
I'm getting you away from these crazy religious people. I had enough of that in my own life. Now, I'm putting an end to this nonsense.
For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. My mother, her two sisters, and their husbands had broken into the greenhouse. They took me to the police station, where a policeman tried to counsel me.
We can't make you go back home, but I strongly urge you to go. Why make trouble?
I'm not the one making trouble.
I will not have you staying with those people anymore.
But those people are good to me, Mom.
No, they're religious nuts, Dean, and I forbid you to have anything to do with them.
What's wrong with staying there?
I forbid it. You're only 16, not 21.
Seems we're at an impasse.
Look, my sister offered to let you live with her in New York City.
Are you willing to do that, Dean?
Well, what about school?
You can just quit and get a job. Serves you right.
Okay.
I'll sign for him to quit. Anything to get him away from those people.
So I was torn away from my Christian friends and moved to New York City with my aunt. There I was drawn into ungodly parties that filled me with revulsion. But I was too immature in the faith to know how to protest. I didn't know these words from God. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
In a moment, we'll hear about Dean's travels. Unshackled is a wonderful blessing and a great way to lead people to the Lord. That's one of hundreds of emails we receive here at Pacific Garden Mission. Others read, "We love you guys and pray that many more are saved through your ministry." A pastor writes about a parishioner who was saved listening to our broadcast. He says, "Thank you for your ministry that is touching hearts and lives for the glory of God." Unshackled reaches people of all ages and from all different backgrounds, like this child who writes, "I am 9 years old, and I love to listen to Unshackled every day, sometimes even twice a day." Or this individual who writes, "I've recently been disabled, and I rest at home most of the time, a lifestyle very foreign to me. I always listen to Unshackled. It encourages me, so I want to encourage you to continue your program." Another man writes us saying, "I'm a trucker who travels over the road for usually a week or so at a time. I am fortunate often to be able to scan the dial and locate some Christian programming, and when I do, I look forward to Unshackled. It reminds me of my sin and need for the Savior. I am a believer, but struggle with a lot of issues common to men and this industry. Keep up God's work." That's just what we desire to do. Through the prayerful support of our friends, we hope to continue the great tradition of Unshackled, as one radio network manager stated, for years to come. Tell others about us, and let us hear from you today. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org.
I still didn't know much as a babe in Christ, but I knew that God wasn't pleased with the degrading things I saw at teenage parties, so I quit going out. My family insisted that I see a psychiatrist to learn what was wrong with me. He taught me to play chess as a way of probing my psyche.
They say this game was invented by a philosopher to teach an emperor that a woman is the most powerful piece on the board, as well as in real life.
A woman?
The queen. Tell me, Dean, how do you feel about women?
I expect to marry someday, if that's what you mean. if God sends me the girl of his choice.
What does God have to do with that?
Well, everything. I believe he has a plan for every detail of my life. My part is to be obedient.
How do you know what God wants?
Through his word, the Bible.
Why don't you like to go to bars and parties?
Because it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy." I still enjoyed the game of chess, so the money I spent seeing him wasn't lost. I had to pay for the visits myself with my money I earned working in a grocery store. 6 months later, as I turned 17, Mom came to get me. Back home, I worked in a shoe factory, where godly fellowship was nil. One day, my Christian friend Sonny came to see me at my home while everyone was gone.
You alone?
Yeah.
I heard you'd move back, Dean.
Yes, but I'm not allowed to go to church.
So I heard. That's why I came by. I want to encourage you.
Thanks. I really need it. The factory where I work has a lot of ungodly people.
Are you reading your Bible?
When I can, but I'm not even supposed to see my Christian friends.
Don't be discouraged. Persecution comes with salvation. Our Lord said, "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you." Look at John chapter 15. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you.
So what am I supposed to do?
What Jesus said. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
I wish I could go to a Bible study. But I didn't even get to finish high school.
Listen, have you thought about joining the Navy? You can get your diploma that way, and you'd get training for the future.
Surprisingly, Mom signed for me to enlist in the Navy. The first 8 months were dedicated to training with no personal time at all. I couldn't leave the base or even the barracks, so it was hard to maintain my Christian stand. I chose to be a machinist and was sent to a school at Great Lakes Training Center. I had never even learned to swear, so my buddies quickly pounced on my faith, and I became the theme of their conversation.
Did you hear what Dean said? That's not how sailors talk.
Well, that's how I talk.
I'm beginning to wonder about you, buddy. We take you to town and you won't go into bars with us. Are you some kind of alien from another planet?
I don't drink, so why go to those places?
To have a good time. Tell you what. We have a pass this Friday night. We're going to take you to a burlesque show in Chicago. See if you can handle it like a man, okay?
You might be surprised. Thinking I could beat them by joining them, we rode the train into downtown Chicago's Loop and walked to the nearest burlesque house. I had never been inside one of those places, and the women's behavior was revolting to me. I never felt so dirty and low in my life as I did that night. I was miserable. When the show ended, we walked down the street looking for a bar. Farther down the street, I saw a big sign that said, "Jesus Saves." And in front of the door stood a man with a big smile on his face as we approached.
Come on in, sailors. Have some coffee to warm you up. Everything's free.
I think I've been sent here.
It's cold out here. Come on in.
Sure. Hey, how about the rest of you guys?
You've got to be kidding. Are you nuts? We're on our way to a real party. Come on, Dee. Don't waste your time here.
See you later, guys. I closed the door on their mocking laughter, closed the door on the world and its enticements, and stepped into a new world. One I knew little about. Pacific Garden Mission had a canteen for military people with free hot coffee. As I sat there getting warm, a godly man joined me. He seemed to know the condition of my heart.
You seem a little down tonight.
I don't fit in anywhere. Not at home, not in the barracks.
You live in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world.
Nobody wants the light.
For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
I am not a good Christian.
We all fail, Dean. Every man and woman of God fails sooner or later.
I feel so miserable.
Don't be too hard on yourself. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
How do I keep from failing again?
Stay in God's word. 2 Peter chapter 2 says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished."
He sure delivered me from temptation tonight.
Because the Bible says, "Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light."
So how do I get back into his good graces?
You never left. He's always been right there. Talk to him. Ask his forgiveness. It's as simple as that.
Confessing my condition, I was broken before God, who promises that, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Because it was very late by then, I slept in the servicemen's dormitory at the mission. I fell asleep meditating on the Savior's sweet love for us. I awoke in the morning feeling so good that I dropped to my knees thanking God. The Bible says, "Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So every weekend for the next 10 weeks, I took the train to Chicago and spent my time at the mission learning scripture and praying. I began going with mission workers out on the street to witness and lead people to Christ. On Saturday evening, we prayed for the Unshackled program being produced.
Lord, touch the heart of every listener, that your word and your Holy Spirit will minister to each need according to your will.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, that we should be called children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the gift of new life in him.
Hey, I hear you're being transferred, Dean.
Yes, to Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah, well, Danny left you this package of mission tracts to give out on your ship or wherever God leads.
Those 10 weeks at Pacific Garden Mission prepared me to share the gospel with men on my ship and also at churches in the Norfolk area, where I gave my testimony and sang. One night I sang beside a godly college girl whose name I didn't even know, but later I began dating Wilma.
You give your testimony so easily, Dean.
I had a lot of practice at a rescue mission in Chicago, Pacific Garden Mission. They produce Unshackled.
Oh, I've heard of that program. Your testimony sounds like one of the Unshackled dramas.
I actually got to watch a few of them being produced.
You did?
Yes, I spent many weekends at the mission, helping any way I could.
Oh, you should go into ministry.
I'd love to. Maybe when my tour in the Navy's finished.
You still haven't met your father?
No. I keep hoping someday I'll find him. When my four-year hitch in the Navy ended, I stayed in Norfolk, where Wilma and I married a month later. I took a job managing a herd of dairy cows that paid well, but left little time for the Lord's work. So I got a job as a linotype machinist with a large newspaper. I get a raise next week.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I can spend more time in the ministry and we can increase our tithe.
Do you like the job better now?
I still don't like the cigar smoke, but the guys are okay.
Oh, I pray for you every day, honey.
I can tell. There's a family reunion coming up this summer. My dad's family. I think I'm going to go.
Maybe he'll be there.
Or maybe someone will know what happened to him.
Hello?
Hi, Wilma.
Oh, how's the reunion?
My dad's here.
Really?
Yeah, he changed his name.
Oh, how did it go seeing him, Dean?
Well, we went for a drive and he told me why he left us. He's married and has a new family now.
Does he know the Lord?
I tried to share Christ with him, but he didn't want to hear it. 2 years after we married, God blessed us with a son. When he was a year old, the Lord gave us a burden for missions, and we went to the Bahamas to share Christ through an evangelical mission group. We had served there a year when I received an emergency phone call at our office headquarters saying my father had died of a heart attack. Being his only son, I went back for the funeral. This was the second time I saw my father, who had contacted me only twice in the 4 years after our first meeting.
I'm glad you're back.
Me too.
Was it hard seeing him?
Yes. He died a wealthy man, but I couldn't help thinking, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
You don't know. Only God knows that.
True. He was only 44 years old, Wilma. So young.
We never know how much time we have on this earth. We're all just passing through.
Sometimes I wonder where I'd be if I hadn't walked past that mission that cold, dark night, and if God's man had not been standing out there to invite us inside.
He was standing in the gap.
That's what we're called to do for a fallen world. Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid."
Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17 promises, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Are you a servant of the Lord? He came to give you life, and life more abundantly. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There is no other way to God but through the cross of Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for your sins. You can come to him now and ask him to save you. God looks on the heart and knows your sincere conviction. If you need help in making this crucial decision, get in touch with Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois 60607. The telephone number in Chicago, 312-492-9410. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Visit our website to learn more about this ministry, www.unshackled.org. Unshackled played a part in my coming to ask the Lord into my heart and save me from my sin, a listener emailed us. Thank you for telling us why you appreciate Unshackled. This is program number 3249. Heard in the classic true story of Dean Ford were Adam Sweeters, Joby Cerny, Lisa Keefe, Tom Geitch, Jim McCants, and Michael Ward. Original music, Don Badorf. Sound, Nadine Aloysio Sorensen. Engineer, Kim Rasmussen. Script by Gabler and Odell. And I'm Timothy Gregory. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. We'd love to know how these dramas make a difference in your life, so please write soon. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois 60607. You may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares. 312-492-9410. Someone is waiting for your call. 312-492-9410.